her apartment.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. This is three astrologers gathering here on the internet to join together and bring you the latest astro updates and what's going on. We also take calls from our listeners. So my name is Ann Ortley, and I'm the astrologer at the Bright Red Desk here on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, where it got really cold really fast. And I am joined tonight by both my colleagues, Heather Roan Robbins and Mark Wald. So, Heather, you were on first, so you get to talk first.
Yes, I'm speaking to you tonight from Montana, where it is hailing outside. I said, ah, hail. And it is cold and nippy, but the bears have gone to sleep. And the stars were beautiful before the hail started.
Oh, I like that. The bears go to bed when it gets cold. I forgot about that part. Yeah, last week
that
they
is kind of helpful. That's why they were so hungry.
They were roaming
ago.
Your neighborhood. And it looks like Mark is here with us, too. Mark, you there?
Yes, I'm over on the west side of Manhattan on the Hudson River, and it's warming up, actually.
Yeah, it was supposed to get warm on the weekend, but it was really cold tonight, so I had a friend who came over, and she's like, so we're not going out, we're going to order in. I'm like, okay. Don't have to twist my arm about this, you know. I'm into ordering in.
You and the bears.
Yeah, me and the bears, yeah, totally.
They've ordered in.
Yeah, the bears are in the caves, and Ann ordered in because I'm like, yeah, we're good. We had Chinese food, which is always a wonderful thing to have on a cold night when you don't want to go out. So, yeah. So we got a lot of stuff going on in the heavens. We had the impeachment trial start, or the impeachment hearings, not the trial. The impeachment hearings start today on the Mercury retrograde, and, of course, it is retrograde, so we're hearing revisited,
everything in the past.
Stuff. They've already talked once in the closed room in the basement, and now they're talking in public, retrograde, repeating what they said. And it's kind of like the highlights reel, I think. It's not like tons and tons of testimony. It's like the shorter version. So that's it. And it is a full moon in Taurus, which is bringing up secrets, and it's bringing up secrets from back to when Taurus new moon happened, which would be in May of 18, and then February of this last year in February of 19, because the full moon reflects that degree. So the full moon also makes everything kind of juicy. So what all have you noticed going on?
I've had about three clients whose relationship went from platonic to intimate over this full moon. They were like called up and go, woo, we finally just changed that position. I go, yes, good use of that Taurus full moon. And for me, I've just been extra hungry. And that's what I'm seeing. And the stubbornness that's underlying this, that Scorpio Mercury has really been stirring up dreams for so many people. My dream life has been off the walls, and it has kind of been distant for a while, but it's really cooking these days, and I've spoken to many other people who have, they start the subject first with, oh, my God, my dreams lately. Now, I'm also hearing, conspiracy theories left and right, some of which are true, just because it's, you're paranoid doesn't mean it isn't true, though. The information about what happened in Bolivia, there's so many different stories around the recent coup. And the fact that Evo Morales, the indigenous president, had turned down a big request for a big company to come in and take lithium from their country for the lithium batteries, a week before the coup. And now all the stocks of those Tesla and a lot of the other companies that count on lithium are going through the roof. And how related was it to that, that lots of other stories around that. So it's kind of interesting what's going on with that. I'm hoping that Venus in Sagittarius, the love of the truth, will help us get through some of this Scorpio retrograde intensity. I'm a little worried about what happens next week when Mars enters Scorpio too.
Yeah,
Mark, what
are you
seeing?
Really kick up. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a lot of intensity. And people are tending to polarize and pick a position and stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really hard to have dialogue.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have seen that. That Mercury retrograde opinionated, you know, it's kind of hard to do a hearing where you're actually asking people to discuss rather than, you know, just witness. And so I think it's going to be hard to actually have a conversation around this. Everybody's got their minds already made up one way or the other.
Right. They're all kind of getting like, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Like, what are we going to do? So I think people are a little crazier too. You know, there's a whole energy with everybody of how do we get to that new level, and that intensity that we're really feeling so passionate about stuff. You know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, Mark, when you're, what have you been noticing with people in terms of their passions about stuff? You know, because you lead classes a lot too, so you're kind of working with the community a lot. Have people been fighting in yoga class or anything?
No. I think they've been actually pretty well focused.
That's good. That's a good use of it.
Yeah, yeah. So there's, you know, people have a sense of this is what I do, this is what I enjoy, let me do it. Like,
mm-hmm.
what is that commercial on TV, don't get in the way of my sale or something?
Don't get what?
I'm trying to remember what it is. There's some commercial where people are on their way to a store sale, and it's like, don't interfere. I'm on a mission.
They're on a mission. Yeah, don't get in their way. I see that for a lot of people. They're on a mission. Whatever they're doing, they're focused, and they, you know, they may forget what they're doing, but they don't want you to try to distract them from the process.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Neat. I never thought of it that way.
It's a lot easier to deal with that than it is the totally spacey, don't know what I'm doing kind of energy, which I'm not feeling now. There's
more
of the overly focused and get out of my way. So, but then, you know, the choices are a lot more clear. So either you get out of the way or, you know,
mm-hmm.
get into the...
Now,
struggle.
Yeah.
It's
well, and it's a little more yelling, I think, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because people really
people get
a little wild with this stuff. You know.
Mm-hmm. And Mercury is sextile Saturn and trine Neptune tonight, so there is that spaciness that comes from the Neptune. I'm finding that if it's not what I'm obsessing about or focusing upon, then I really don't know what's going on with it. You know, that's the kind of that form of Scorpio spaciness. But that, you know, today it's a really interesting set of aspects with the Sun sextile Pluto, Mercury trine Neptune, and Mercury sextile Saturn to begin the Inquisition hearing. I think of the Inquisition hearing, but it's not. It's the impeachment hearing.
Impeachment, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because, and with Mercury retrograde, I never can find the right word anyway. But it's, you know, it's sort of funny to myself. Now, tomorrow, Venus squares Neptune. So some of this, I think that'll continue up with the heavy dream cycle that I'm feeling. But it also can, you know, help people soften in their hearts and in relationships, or be able to put some of this obsession into their creative work and things they really care about.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And emotionally figure things out, I think, too, because of the Neptune. You know, really working on, you know, because a lot of people are working on pretty deep stuff, whether they realize it or not. There's this kind of digging in that makes us all go, wow, I'm feeling like I'm really digging into this deep spaces that are just not showing up the way I thought they would. And then there's like a pop, some, I don't know, it's like a very Uranian thing going on too. Because I think because Uranus was opposite the Sun and it's still getting a little bit of resonance, that, you know, you kind of are doing this stuff and you feel like there's stuff shifting underneath. And I haven't looked to see if there's some kind of hard aspect going on with Uranus right now, but it just feels like stuff is just very unstable, you know?
Well, Mars is moving into a square with it in a week as soon as it changes sign and shifts over. I think we can already feel that Mars-Uranus square arriving, even if it hasn't hit yet.
Right.
It's only a week and a half away.
Yeah, that may very well be what I'm feeling. Yeah, because it's got a whole different kind of energy to it that kind of kicks stuff up, that makes people really, really feeling very anxious, a lot of anxiety,
mm-hmm.
but also a lot of
mm-hmm.
energy around, you know, I'm feeling like just done all this weird stuff, or feeling like I'm trying to ground this weird stuff. So it's,
mm-hmm.
it's definitely a weird energy out
well,
there.
Well, you had some pretty heavy events around you. And then I am seeing intense
mm-hmm.
events.
Mm-hmm.
If you felt like sharing that, that was really powerful.
Well, I had a group of students, and they'll get certified. So that's always, you know, you got 11,
that's
you got
wonderful.
21 astrologers in a room, and they're all like vibrating, you know. So
I
had two of
little
the
anxiety
ESAR,
there.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
two of the ESAR people come, ESAR trainers come in from Cleveland. So we had them Friday night, Saturday, all day Sunday. And then
mm-hmm.
Saturday, one of my clients got married, so I went to her wedding. And the other client had gotten married. You know, they were twins. They were like best friends. And I'd kind of
mm-hmm.
said, you guys are kind of married. You need to break up to find a partner. And
mm-hmm.
so Teresa went home to St. Louis to help her dad move into assisted living. And while she was there, she met Stephen, who she fell in love with. And then she moved back home to St. Louis, which meant that that old gang of mine broke up, and when she moved away,
mm.
that's when Jody met Tom, or Tad, he's called. And
mm-hmm.
so they both, you know, Teresa's
you
a
were
Cancer.
Right.
And, well, yeah, Teresa's a Cancer, and Tad's a Cancer, and Jody's
uh-huh.
a Scorpio, and Stephen's a Scorpio. So they basically, they didn't replace them, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
that daily connect, right? So
yeah,
they
yeah.
both commented, and they both got married within a month of each other. So it was kind
oh,
of
my
fun.
Goodness.
So that was... So I was at a wedding with both of them. Like the one of them went and got married on a hill in Sedona, just the two of them. That's marrying the Scorpio guy, and the other one, had a big wedding, you know,
mm-hmm.
with all the big Italian wedding with all the family. So, and that
mm-hmm.
was the Cancer. Yeah. So
yeah,
it was kind of it was nice.
That's
and then
pretty funny.
I got home to hear my neighborhood drop dead on First Avenue. You know. So.
Oh.
Yeah, and I have Uranus in my third house, squaring my Venus. So that was Sunday night, and then Monday I gave a test to 12 students who were sitting for certification.
That's
so it
wonderful.
Was a busy week. Yeah, so it was
mm-hmm.
a busy week
mm-hmm.
and a busy weekend, and, you know, my neighbor doesn't have any kin, so we're kind of trying to figure out what to do, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, yeah, so it's...
All
so
that
I,
unex-
I kind
and
of,
again, that's that Uranus,
yeah,
is,
unexpected.
It's that was a Uranus rather than a Pluto event. Like
yeah,
suddenly,
they were all Uranian.
Change.
You know, the wedding was Uranian.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I mean,
mm-hmm.
it was a great wedding, but it was very, you know, it was a lot of fun. You know, Italian weddings are beyond fabulous. They're like Jewish weddings. They just are, you know, there's like tons of food. We were eating,
huh.
and we both said to Stephen, Teresa's husband, like, you got to be a little careful. This is an Italian wedding. This is just the appetizers. Like, there's a whole bunch of courses coming yet, you know, and there were. So, yeah, so it's been fun. So that part's been good. Yeah, but, you know, your
wonderful.
Neighbor dying and, you know, and then, of course, it makes you think, well, you could be walking down First Avenue and tip over, you know. So I called
mm-hmm.
the landlord and said, you know, she passed away and bup, 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 and we're working. You know, we got the cats covered because we babysit each other's cats. She'd been my neighbor for 40 years. And
my goodness.
And, yeah, you know, I mean, she was in the building
mm-hmm.
longer than Rosemary, who's the other neighbor who's been my neighbor for 40 years, so... Yeah, it's like, really. So I went in today to feed the cats, and there's a picture of the three of us in front of the Met, you know, when we were much
mm-hmm.
younger, and I was much thinner, and I had better hair, you know. It's kind of like I have this very windblown look in
mm-hmm.
front of the Met with big
mm-hmm.
hair. I'm like, oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
you used to look good. Getting a little older there, Ian, so, yeah. But, yeah, we're hanging on our, you know, hanging on our cupboard in the kitchen, so.
Mm, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had an extended family dog also just dropped dead, surprise, this weekend, just
mm-hmm.
yesterday. And we were just talking about the death of our dog 3 years ago, and we got a text saying that Jocko, who had been sort of the great playmate, and I used to take care of him all the time when they lived in Minnesota, had just, boom, gone. And it was sort of a, you know, again, It's the kind of Uranus, Pluto, Mercury retrograde in Scorpio often says that, you know, when you go and you do it quickly and to the point. That's a Scorpio death. No, if I'm going, I'm going.
Right.
And,
I hear you.
So, shall we, any other comments we want to make to help people through this time? I think focusing, noticing that tractor beam and choosing what to focus on. And if you need to be a little spacey, be a little spacey, but do it in a conscious way, not when you're driving. and to, you know, to choose this time to really let things go and notice your dreams. And if you decide you want to use that focus, as Mark says, you know, the focus is clear and don't get in our way, to make sure that you're focusing on what you want rather than focusing on a resentment that you just remembered.
Right.
Because that's
right.
also easy to do.
Yeah, it really is. And then you're kind of like, wow, how'd that happen? Because you're just suddenly in the resentment.
Right.
Mark, anything you want to add on what we've been saying or things you've noticed?
No, I think that's pretty much what's going on.
Okay. Wonderful. And shall we try and see if there's somebody on the line that would like to talk tonight?
Yeah, I think there were some folks, actually. Let me look at the blog talk.
Okay, if anybody wants to call in, 347-215-8881. And, yes, go ahead.
Hi, 631-419. You're on the air. How can we help?
Hi, Ann. Hi, Heather. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Deb.
Debbie,
how are you?
I'm not calling for me. I know I just called recently. It's not for me.
Okay.
Chris wanted to call, but he's out there going crazy with his cell phone right now that does not work.
What a Mercury retrograde experience. And when was he born? What's the question? Is it for him?
Yes. He asked me to call. He's having a fit out there.
And what's
his phone?
Okay.
September 6th, 1988 at 5:35 a.m. in Bayshore, New York.
And what's his question, my dear?
Okay, in Chris's words, well, he had two surgeries. He's been out of work from the surgeries, not fired, but, you know, for like 2 months now. What's causing the funk I'm in? I can't get out of this funk.
Of course he's in a funk.
Horrible. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
And when am I going to meet someone?
Not this month. This is funk month for him, you know. It's funk month. He's right about that. You know, that he has his moon at 21 degrees of Cancer and his Venus at 28 degrees of Cancer. So at the moment, Pluto is exactly opposite his moon, and Saturn will be coming to conjunct that and oppose his moon between now and mid-January. So he really is about, you know, it's Saturn all the way. It's what am I? What do I really care about? How do I parent myself and take care of myself the way I want a partner to love to take care of me? How do I really deal with this? So that I know how to really care for myself so that I can move forward in a relationship and in work and everything else. What does he do work-wise?
Our restaurant business.
I was wondering if it was restaurant business, because with the moon in the house of group experience in the 11th house, I said, well, he's really good with the public. He's really good at feeding the public. The public loves him, but it hasn't been time. As soon as we can get... You know, Venus rules his midheaven, his moon's in its own sign with the conjunction of Venus. He'll be back to work within, you know, by next summer. He'll be steady in work in about a year.
Well, he's going back tomorrow.
Okay, he's going to go back tomorrow, but he's not going to really feel like it for a while.
Yeah, no, you can see it's just not there in him, like.
Right.
But it will
be. He thought
be.
That was the cause of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like probably because I'm not working, I'm going crazy, and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then he has, the doctor gave him the okay to go back to work tomorrow, and he's still just like,
No one's going to feel happy and happy-go-lucky while Saturn's opposed the moon. It's a he is growing up by leaps and bounds during this time, but it doesn't feel like fun. But the fun will return. As soon as he's got, often the most successful time in a person's life is right after a major Pluto transit. And when Pluto gets off that 21 degrees, he will feel so much better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
January.
Yeah, Dan, you take it. Mm-hmm.
No, January. That's when he starts to feel better. He's also he's also balsamic phase progress moon. So his progress moon's 8 Virgo, coming into his 13 degree Virgo sun. So this is a really big time of, I don't need this anymore. I don't want that anymore. I don't want this anymore. And literally, it's in his first house, so he can feel like he has ants in his pants, or he's like itching to shed his skin. So it's a great time for him to throw, do the Marie Kondo thing where anything he doesn't value, he throws away, where he just kind of release, let go, and kind of kick stuff off into the distance, because that's really, kind of what he wants to do here. And I think part of it also with Neptune on his north node, he needs a new dream. So it's not that there's anything wrong with what he's doing, but giving him a dream that he actually can feel like he's hooked into, that would help. And so with this one, I often say to people, like, lie in bed and imagine what you want your life to look like. Just, know right before you go to sleep, no thinking about, oh, how's that going to happen, or who's going to do that, or how can I, none of that, just kind of an imaginal vision of what the next chapter is, because his progressed sun is aspecting his nodes of fate and also getting a hit from Neptune. So it's kind of like a lot of the dreams that he thought he wanted or he was working on, haven't really happened maybe the way he thought they would. So this is really about giving him, permission to get some new dreams or to get the next dream, because, he's worked hard to get where he is.
Yeah.
But now it feels like I just don't want to do it. I'm kind of done. And he has got Mercury by retrograde by progression at 22. So that's also going to be getting the square from the Venus and the Saturn and the Pluto. It's forming a big T-square in his chart. So Mercury retrograde is really him kind of going back over a lot of the decisions he made. And, of course, Mercury is retrograde in the sky right now. So it's back asking him to think about his thoughts and to think about what – because he's got Pluto in the third, so when he commits to something, he either commits really on or he commits really off. So you want to say, well, what's the thing you want to commit to that really propels you to go forward? What does that look like? And it's not where you are necessarily right now, but what would that dream? And he needs two parts to the dream because of the Jupiter in Gemini, but that'll help a lot. And then also when Jupiter comes to Saturn in Uranus, which is in a couple of days, it's right on there, he gets kind of a whole new 12-year cycle starting. So he should be, I've got all the, I can feel all these changes, but I'm also feeling really restless. And one of the hard parts for Virgos, especially Sun on the South Node Virgos, is they have that anticipatory anxiety that can really kind of kick up when they feel a change coming in and they don't necessarily know how to work with it.
I was just
going to
say that.
Yeah.
He's been complaining about a lot of anxiety.
Yeah.
He can't sleep. He's up till 5 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, I can't stay on my schedule. Because he likes a schedule, and he was used to that when he was working. He's completely off schedule with his eating. He was a very good eater, meaning like
that's
food,
the moon in Cancer. As Pluto is opposing his moon in Cancer, it really is a death of an old way of living and is stepping into a new way, and he hasn't got there yet.
But he's like trying to get back to where he was because
and he can't
go
back to what he was. It really has, as Dan said, he's got to have a new dream. It's
new
forward.
It
may not be that far from what he's doing, so he doesn't have to totally end everything. But there's so many things going on in his chart that send him to an astrologer if you can. But it's just let him know that he's right on schedule. He's doing what he needs to do to really daydream about what he wants to do next. It's not far from where he's going, but there is a change, and he'll be finding it.
He's trying to, what he's been doing, he's trying to take 10 years that he lost, I know you know what I'm talking about, and jam it all in. And he did.
He can't
I
do
mean,
it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, he got the job. He bought a new car. You know, this, mm-hmm. that, and just boom, 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 boom. I'm like, you can't do everything overnight. You know. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, you know, I'm meeting jerk after jerk after jerk. I mean, he can't meet, you know, anyone with, mm-hmm. like, half a brain out there. And mm-hmm. he seems like he's attracted to older women,
mm-hmm.
but it stops
Moon
him.
Moon Cancer conjunct Venus, there is some part of him that likes mothering.
But he wants kids in the worst way, so he,
right.
you know, he doesn't go for
right.
it.
So,
you know?
Again, all of that will make sense on the other side of these tough transits. To treat himself the way he'd like to be treated in relationship, to really take care of himself, to get back into the rhythm with work, and then decide what work he really wants to do after he's kind of got his rhythm back. And to know that depression is right on schedule right now and it won't last forever.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
Mark, do you have anything else that you want to say there?
Yeah, the anxiety is it's a long-term issue for him. So mm-hmm. this is a good chance to sort of make friends with anxiety. Because
okay.
it's not going to hurt him, you know. He's
when you make they make friends, what do you mean?
Recognize it for what it is, that most of what we get anxious about is stuff that's not going to happen.
Is he right when he's saying to me he'd like to start to learn to meditate?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that's a good
and
use of that energy.
Meditation is a good place to make friends with anxiety because
mm-hmm.
you can observe it and just see where it's kind of like a voice, you know, if you listen. It's
mm-hmm.
saying, what about this, what about that? And it sort of snags all your attention. And so if he learns to meditate, he'll begin to recognize what that unsettling feeling is.
And yoga, he wants to do yoga now, too. It's
yeah,
really
mm-hmm.
what he's coming up with.
Sure.
Out of Chris, you know.
Well, those are
yeah.
all, you know, things that will also introduce him to a different kind of woman. I mean, if he lived in New York City, I'd tell him to go down to the Tibet Center, to the group meditation. I've mated, I don't know, like 7 or 8 couples out of there at this point, you know, because it's a group meditation and people that are, you know, kind of on their spiritual path doing, you know, because he's got a strong Neptune aspect, doing Neptune in a different way than drugs or alcohol,
mm-hmm.
it's a great place to meet somebody. And so, you know, so finding a group meditation thing might be a place for him to connect with people. Not to say that he's just going there to meet them, but he does have Venus and the Moon in the 11th house of groups. So that's another kind of group, and a yoga class certainly is filled with Venus and Moons, you know. So like him
mm-hmm.
going out into classes that are spiritual or, you know, some way form, you know, serving that higher form of envisioning what your dream is, I think that's a great thing.
Yeah.
Mark, do you know
well,
any places out on Long Island that would be good for him? Huh? Pardon?
Yeah, I don't know Long Island.
Okay.
And, you know, everything you've said, we've only got a few minutes left, so I want to wrap this up and bring it back to the general populace that meditation is a wonderful use of that Mercury and Scorpio focus. And, you know, I was saying before, be careful what you obsess on because the mind can get hooked and get stuck there. And Mars is heading into Scorpio, I'm going to be there for a nice long time. That meditation, choosing what you want to focus on and letting that become a transcendental process, you can focus on the infinite. You can do a reading on spirit. You can investigate, you know, what was your face before your parents were born. But using that Scorpionic focus to obsess on something that brings you closer to spirit and less stuck in your daily grind is a really good use of this energy right now.
Yeah,
okay, when
right
will
now,
he be coming out of this?
We told you.
January?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So whose house can I send him to live with one of you? Until then?
Because, no,
well, if he,
dear.
If he goes to a meditation group,
you
might meet somebody there he can live with,
reading.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay,
no,
good luck on that
natural,
for you.
It's a good transition, yeah. It's part of life. Everybody's a little anxious right now, so it's like learning how to do that. That good self-care and making everybody feel like, yeah, I'm ready, I'm connected, I'm taking care of myself on a deeper level. So
mm-hmm.
at any rate, this is Ian Ortley signing off from the Bright Red Desk. The British lady said we're done. We wish mm-hmm. you all a fun, obsessive couple of weeks. We'll be back next week. We'll be off the week after. We'll be off Thanksgiving week, but rest we're here for the next two, I think, right? I don't even know when Thanksgiving. So Ann Early from the Bright Red Desk.
Heather Rowan Robbins from Montana. And
Mark Wolf from West Side of New York.
Okay. Wonderful. Have a great day.
We wish you all a great week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye.